Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So as predicted, the LA Kings, ripe for the picking. Flames had them right where they wanted them. We said it on the other show. They were probably out last night, drinking their faces off.
You said all kinds of,
right?
Massive allegations.
Getting right into the sauce.
Jeez.
All kind of the booger sugar, partying it up.
Fungus.
Because you can't do that in LA.
No.
It's on the road where you do that sort of thing.
You let loose on a Monday in Calgary. That's
where it happens. The 12-game point streak over for the LA Kings, the Calgary Flames. You know what it was, Ryan? It was snug. That game snugged right up. 2-1 Flames win it.
Welcome to Afterburner. We're at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. We were right in the seats over the show. In the last game we did here, we looked at each other and said, they're going to need to score another. This isn't going to hold up. And they did score a bunch more. I believe it was the day they shellacked Vegas. That was a thing that happened
this year. Yeah, yeah.
And we were right. You know, they needed more. It wasn't going to hold. Tonight, it didn't feel like they needed another. It was an impressive wet blanket routine. And for game 75 of this season, yeah. I mean, that's kind of how this team was built to play. And we finally saw it at least once. One goal, 2-1 win, where they just don't allow anything. What? Yeah. Where's this been?
Yeah. It's a weird one because you're right. Ordinarily, if you have a one-goal lead this year with this team in the third, it's not going to hold up. There's
Another.
Just no chance. The other team's going to get the goalie out. You know they're going to find a way. But they were very good. The Flames. This is again where there's a number of these things we're finding out now. Where was this? Where were you? Where was that? 10, 20, 30 games ago. Jacob Markstrom.
For 60, yeah.
Right? Like, Markstrom's been just 100. Fine.
Yeah.
Did he win them the game? No, but he made some saves, obviously, early on and then late. The one at the side of the goal is a big save. They score three goals in a way that didn't count. The Anderson goal is offside. The one sure looked like it was over the goal line.
Couldn't prove it, though.
Couldn't prove it.
It's the right call, even though the thing that happened, they couldn't confirm. You cannot call a goal something you can't confirm happened. We knew it was in the net, but you didn't have conclusive evidence. It had to be called back. And then they blew the offside, which looked in real time like it was way offside.
Yeah.
But the empty netter should have stood. So, yeah.
So, shots in the third period, protecting the lead for the Calgary Flames.
4 on LA, 12 on Calgary. But I don't know that it's... Like, I've got one save starred in the third. It was Fiala on the back door.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he muffed it a bit, but that's the one where he slides to his left and he kind of catches it above his pad on his arm. And that was the best chance I had. It was actually after that long, sustained pressure the Flames had where the Kings couldn't get a change. And then it's... Finally, they do get a change. Boom, bang, bang, bang. And it looks like they're going to score. And Markstrom slides across to his left, makes the save. But I disagree a little with you. I think Markstrom does win this game for them. I don't know that you get these types of saves. And the number, I have six starred in my notes here. Roy wide open late in the second. Kempe, Kupari. I have a breakaway at the end of the first where first Uyghur falls and then Zadorov dives. A 2-on-1 after the Flames did it 1-0 where he makes a great glove save. That's a lot. Like you typical Markstrom, he's going to stop 3 of those 6 chances, but he got 5, 6 of 6 there.
Yeah.
Like that's a great night for him. And, you know, the only other goal they had, because I think the two disallowed ones were fair, like the empty netter, like it's not empty net if it's 1-1 or if it's 2-2. that was a really nice night for Jacob Markstrom.
Yeah. And where has it been? That's, we could talk about it all off season, I suppose. But I wonder, our Flames fans, does it give you any kind of relief going into next year if they don't make it here? There's going to be so many questions about this team. What happened to him? Who's back? Who do you keep and all of that? Does this give you a little sense that it was a hiccup? There was stuff going on off the ice, family stuff, new kid, new baby, first-time parent, all that sort of thing? Because it does to me. To see him round back into the form you expect for the last 15 games or so, that if I'm a Flames fan, I rest a little bit easier going into next year.
Typically, we would say, like, if you're out and you're done throughout the last 20 games of the year, 30, like, we're watching Vancouver do this again. Last year it was, oh, if they'd only brought Bruce Boudreau in sooner, they'd make the playoffs. Yeah. And this year it's like, oh, if only they brought Rick Tocchet in sooner, they'd make – and there are elements to that because they have been – but they're just close enough that these games do matter. And more importantly, with a goaltender that we wondered, is he going to get this back? Like, now that he's put together a solid, I want to say, almost a month here, when he's on, he's a great goalie. But that was a question at, like, will he ever be a great goalie again? Like, you go listen to some of the shows we did in February. Like, Rhett said, not a pressure goalie. Like, he's just – and it was like, man, like, he sure isn't right now. But, like, you can't go flushing a decade of a guy's career because of a bad few months. And it was a bad October, November, December, January, February. Like, it's been a really shitty year for him. But I'm with you. This bounce back reminds you that when he is on, you can win a game where you get out chance. And I think that's probably how things ended up tonight.
Yeah. Low scoring, one goal game. It's a one goal game that they win.
And again, this when Darryl came in, you know, they missed the playoffs. Jeff Ward, it was an inconsistent group. You're like, maybe they can be Islanders West. This is the type of game you envisioned. You'll win a low-scoring one. You'll get goaltending. You'll kill the penalties. PK was great. The LA had a late power play and couldn't get anything going on. And that was the identity you thought they were going to try to build. And you saw pieces of that last year. The top line explodes, and all of a sudden you're scoring so much, you don't look like the Islanders West at all. And this year, they can't play defense, can't get saves. And there it is.
Yeah. And you mentioned
Game 75. Like, fuck, where has that been?
Penalty kill goes 2-for-2. They score the first goal early, a rare early lead for the team. So 1-for-3 on the power play.
Shorty, too.
Special teams was great for them. This is how, you're right. Strong special teams, good goaltending, play tight defensively.
Yep.
That's how you're going to win hockey games. It's just... well into the season, they started to implement that.
And okay, so let's get to the brass tacks. Nashville beats Boston tonight, a night you think you're going to get a favor on the out-of-town scoreboard from the best team ever, as you were saying.
God almighty. Bruins can wrap up, they can clinch the President's Trophy. The last game, the Predators lose Matt Duchene basically for the rest of the season.
Yossi's still out. They're missing a ton of guys. Johansson's hurt.
And they led that thing 2-0.
Yeah, they got a late empty netter to make it 2-0. Pasternak scores with 2 seconds left. They win 2-1. So Nashville's not going away. Temporarily, they leapfrog the Flames a point up with a game in hand. The Flames win, so Nashville's back to 1 point back with 2 games in hand. And now live, if you're watching on YouTube, it's 1-0 Sharks through 40, but there's a period left, and the Jets are a better team than the Sharks. Like, this could be a weird night where it's like, wow, you survived the LA Kings who beat you 8-2 last week, and you could argue this is the last locked playoff team left on their entire schedule. And, boy, that would feel like a big win. You might make up no ground if the Jets rally in the third. You certainly would feel their odds are going to jump a bunch if San Jose can hold on. The odds of San Jose holding on are another discussion. But if you're 2 back with 7 to play and you play that team once, they hold a tie break. But otherwise, it's like, all right, like, are we fucking back?
Like, no,
Jesus.
Like,
I mean, if wins tonight, it's just another game run off the clock. It's like nothing changes. But if San Jose find a way, like 2 points, Dean, they play each other.
See, here's the thing. God damn it.
I know.
The thing of it is, and I've said it before, it's the jilted lover. It's you cheated on me. I'm not going to be fooled again. And we've done this how many times?
Keep getting fooled.
There was the win again. There was the game again. The Dallas-Minnesota thing. Like,
yeah,
you know,
back-to-back wins on the road.
You kind of won me back. And then they shit themselves against the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
And then to play well, it's every time you start to maybe bring them back in.
Win big in Vegas, and then what?
Then they, you know, lose stub their toe. And because I was just looking at the schedules for Winnipeg. Winnipeg and Calgary have the same number left.
Yeah.
So Winnipeg plays at home against Detroit, New Jersey, Calgary in a week.
That's a big one.
Then that Nashville.
Don't go to overtime.
Don't go
to bet overtime and hope it doesn't go to overtime. Happiness hedge.
Home to San Jose, then at the Wild, at the Avalanche.
And so the Wild and the Avalanche are very good teams, but what they'll be playing for in games 81 and 82, in theory, for where they are in their schedule, is... we don't know. Now, it might be everything for both those teams. Maybe that's top seed in the Central. Minnesota's been there for a heartbeat. Dallas is right there. Colorado's, they'd love home ice in that division as well. So it might mean everything, and they're trying. But if you got the Wild resting guys and the Avs resting guys, that's not like playing the Wild and the Avs when they're trying. So you just don't know.
I know. Then for the Predators, they've got the two extra games. And it's a tough slog. At
it
Pittsburgh
is.
Versus St. Louis, at Dallas. Oof. Home to Vegas and Carolina, up to Winnipeg, in to play the Flames, and then back home, hands up, Wild in Colorado.
That's familiar.
So, I mean, if you want...
Are we sucked in again?
Can you see... Is there a path? There is.
Absolutely there is.
And again, it all hinges and is dependent upon them playing like they did here today.
Yep.
If you can play responsibly... You're not going to win. You're going to have to score more than two goals.
Yeah,
that can happen. You did offside goal or whatever. But it's like fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times, four times, five times. How many times are we going to sit here at the Grey Eagle or sit at the studio or do whatever and think, well, maybe. And then they follow it up with a game that just makes you you throw your hands up and think, what was I thinking? I'm such an idiot to think that you guys could go on a run, because they haven't won three in a row in...
since early December.
8 weeks?
Yeah, early December. And that's wild. 8 weeks. Jesus, like four months?
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
All like December to January, January to February, February to March. Yeah, you're 3.5 months since they've strung three wins together. Now, they've picked up loser points here and there, but like, I think they've got seven left. If you go 5-1-1, you've got a shot. But the problem is that... if Winnipeg goes, they've got eight left. If they go 4-4, like, you're basically at a wash. That's how good you have to be, and that's how much Winnipeg has to stumble. And, you know, you might be listening to this on a drive-in on a Wednesday morning, and you know what happens in the Jets game. We don't. They're in the intermission right now. It's still 1-0 San Jose. But, yeah, like, if you get a little bit of help here from a bad San Jose team that's loose as hell, and we've seen it a bunch. Like, St. Louis is loose. Varana's scoring. Chicago's stunned some teams. You know, it's this time of year. Arizona's on like a heater. The Canucks are dialed. Flames have two against the Canucks. Careful there. It's just a weird time of year, because the teams that are way out, you don't know what you're going to get.
This is one of those ones where people that listen or watch, it's like, you guys are so stupid. I can't believe you're falling for it. You really think? And you're probably right, because yes, you guys flip-flop on this more than my 7-year-old whether he wants a bath or not. I'm guessing is your 7-year-old flip-flop? I bet you he doesn't want to take a bath. So bad analogy there, dude. It all comes down to the Flames. That other stuff is going to take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
When we have talked about this, it's always come back to the Flames. Winnipeg can struggle. Nashville can have injuries. But unless the Flames are going to play well enough, none of it matters. This game tonight, and maybe the Kings weren't themselves, but you can't control that. You control yourself.
Yeah.
They came into this game and controlled a highly offensive, strong team that a week ago blew their doors off. Now, maybe did the Kings take them a little bit lightly? Yeah, maybe.
No, they knew the bounce back was coming. I mean, you beat a team 8-2. You know they're fighting for their playoff lives. They expected a pushback. They got one. And honestly, like... Flames get a lead, it's a little bit different. You get a lead and some saves. Like that feels like one where if LA has a lead, it's just like, man, how are we going to score? Like, and again, they really had a few disallowed, but I think LA was expecting that. And look, they go 2-2 essentially with an overtime game in there. They were 2-1-1 in this season series. Kings would be 2-2. Like it's almost a saw-off. That's a decent season series with them, just like it was with Vegas. You saw that one off. They needed to have this one. If they lose tonight, now Nashville is one up with two games in hand.
Yeah, no good.
Never mind what happens. We don't know what's going to happen with Winnipeg.
Let's do our cheers of the game, a presentation of BK Beaufort Liquor, located on the Trans-Canada Highway across from Winsport beside McDonald's. Stop in, stock up, take some goods. Like we said last time, don't just go in and just walk around.
Do not just go in and ask for pictures of the Mandeep. If you need some liquor, grab some.
Buy some.
It's a craft beer, some fine wines, nice spirits.
It's a family.
He's trying to work.
It's a family business.
Do not pester him for photos, please.
Well, we're led to believe that this is becoming a thing.
What's that?
That people are going into BK Beaufort because we've been talking about. Go in and see Mandeep. He's got. Mm-hmm. He's always got the hair tight.
You said
he looks great.
A butt like a bag of apples.
Oh, it's a bag of apples. Yeah. Yeah, he's got an
means.
Ass like a bag of apples.
Jeez, just wow.
Right?
I might stop by tomorrow. I got to see what that looks
well,
like.
Well, and if you do, you better buy some.
Okay, fine. I'll buy some, and but I want a photo.
The thing of it is the price that's on all the bottles, that's what you're paying.
Then I'm messing around with
there's
you.
There's no bullshit right. charge at the till when you get up there. It's straight goods with Mandeep and the family
fine.
At BK Beaufort Liquor. But he was saying on the weekend that people are going in there and saying, hey, is Mandeep here? I was hearing on Barn Burner and Afterburner, the guys that talk, but I got to come in and get a picture. So now people are taking pictures. So I'll say this. Whatever you do, people, don't go into BK Beaufort Liquor and get a photo with Mandeep and then send it to our social medias for us to put on the show.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that for sure.
Because if you did, we might have to, just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't go in there and say hi to Mandeep and get a photo and then Mandeep gives a,
don't spam us with your photos of Mandeep. We've seen him. We've met him. We know what he looks like.
Yeah, we definitely wouldn't do that. Oh, do we have a photo? Oh, geez.
We have
a
photo?
I think we did have a photo.
Look at this. Quick,
Look at this. There's Matty Hugh. Our boy Matty Hugh. He's a big holding his Flames hat. I don't know if Mandeep gave him the Flames, but he like. Barn Burner guy goes in there. Can
Look
I see
that.
Mandeep? Now, it's not a photo with Mandeep. We'd love to see them, but for sure, don't
He's
send
just
them.
Very busy.
Yeah,
please
don't send
yeah.
them. So there you go. There you go. That's a little BK Beaufort. What do we got? Some Wolf Blass on the side there. Is that some...
It's Aussie wine right there.
So there you go. So free, now...
Free plugs for Wolf Blass.
There you go. No free plugs. Stop in and say hi to Mandeep and the family and get a photo and then send them to us, except don't ever send it to us because we'll never do it. What do you got for a cheers of the game? I'm a broken record, so you go
I'm
ahead.
Going Jacob Markstrom. Okay. I just think tonight was a night you think of a lot of big saves. The breakaway where, was it Fiala tries to slow things down on him? Fiala 22? And he kicks out the leg, the glove save early. Like, there was just a lot of big moments. Kupari, Kempe, Roy in the slot in the second. Stoning Fiala on the backdoor pass in the third in a one-goal game. He is a different – it looks like someone else is wearing his gear than the guy we saw in February where he was small in the net and the glove didn't work and everything bounced off there. And it was just like you were waiting for the ceiling to fall in on this guy. Now there's just this poise and swagger and confidence, and maybe it has nothing to do with off-ice stuff, and it was just, we've been working on some stuff and finally everything's clicking, but God, it looks like a different guy. And that guy won them, gave them a really good chance to win tonight. Like, all you needed was two on a night where the Kings end up with 34 shots and I think a boatload of scoring chances, and I'm not saying the Kings are better than the Flames, but I'm saying the Flames had the better goalie tonight, and that's impressive because Korpisalo wasn't bad. We haven't had a lot of nights where it's like, well, the Flames had the better goalie.
When did he have this kid?
End of.
When did he have the? Because truly, right?
Early March. It's been.
He was not right.
And there's still the 8-2 in there, but like you just saw all of a sudden it was the.
But goalies
are gonna have.
Yeah, you'll have an off night one here and there, whereas it just every night, it felt like you were gonna need five or six to win it or be in it.
Oh, we got a 2-goal lead, but that's gonna go away.
So.
All of a sudden, it's just like, no, look at him. He's steely. Like, this guy is feeling it.
I see Nancy is on the chat. She's watching on the YouTube. And she's in the chat there.
Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy Rogers with
Walker-Neer!
My toast of the game, yes. Broken record. This prick's going to get it till he stops scoring or playing like a
baby.
Stud. Five shots, one goal, 10 minutes, 40 seconds of ice, 6 points in his last six games on the fourth line. Walker fucking Doer.
There you go.
Love and this guy.
I wanted – we didn't do our Betway bets on the show today. I had the Walker
Doer. I know
Doer.
You did.
Walker Doer, anytime goal. Plus
don't
450.
You love it?
Come on now.
I
that line all of a sudden works. And, like, I looked over at you. I'm like, 3 minutes, 30 seconds left, fourth line's on. And, like, it's actually okay tonight. They've been good. Like,
yeah.
Daryl's going to roll, and that's annoying sometimes. But, like, that line had purpose and some success because of what he does for them. He brings so much pace. And around the net, there's some crafty little plays.
Yeah. And he's scoring enough now that you feel like a shot like he had tonight, a rebound goal where he wires it and puts it in. That's no fluke. You saw that the one-timer he had against San Jose, this one tonight. This kid's feeling it.
You know what the fluke was? Is Trevor Lewis would never miss the net from there. Walker Deere's been doing his homework. He's like, this thing ain't hitting the net. I'm looking for a bounce.
Yeah, where's this playing your geometry? You know, you love youth, right? You get
energy.
You
yeah.
love having the young guys in. And I know that they're winning, so it's not going to happen. Get Pelche back in there.
Yeah.
Play this friggin' Coronado, too. You don't need Nick Ritchie. You just don't need him. He doesn't do anything. He does nothing. Put Pelche in that spot. Find a way. Coronado, maybe not so much. I'm getting carried.
But Pelche should be in.
If you want pace and some offense, now I know he made a mistake in that last game in overtime. And he sat down.
Okay, that game.
And he hasn't played any. I don't think he's played since.
I think the 8-2 game, it was like the eighth goal was a huge blemish. It's like, well so at 7-2, he cost you what? Huh? Or like at 6-2, 5-2, like, I'm sorry. He has been a very responsible player. He does not look like a rookie. Under pressure, under duress, in tight spaces, he's made really smart plays almost all year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nick Ritchie sure is big. And whatever he's eating, his face gets red when he takes more than six strides.
There it is, furnace face.
But, like, one guy's going to help you in all three zones and isn't going to take dumb penalties. Like, come on now.
So how many has it been now for Pelche? I know it's not a ton.
Well, I was away for a bit. I feel like it's got to be 4 or 5.
I can check it here.
Please do.
As far as the old game notes. But even if you just subscribe, and I know Daryl kind of does, that you put guys upstairs, but you don't leave them there for too long because then they get out of that rhythm. And I feel, unfortunately, and you wish that Ruzicka looked a little bit better when he got back in here in the last week or so.
It's the rosy story.
He just didn't. But Pelche's been just fine. He has been just fine, and I think I would put him
and
back.
And you know what? Luch had the big hit that set up the goal. Luch has been really good on zone exits where I think early in the season he was turning it over a shit ton and costing you. He's been really good about making those smart plays at the two lines. Get it in, get it out, finding teammates in stride. Like, I think Luch has been really responsible lately. And Trevor Lewis kills penalties and can play all three forward positions. I don't see those guys coming out because – they haven't been bad, and Daryl loves them, and they're part of the same jewelry club. We get it. But, yeah, like, I keep looking at Nick Ritchie thinking, I get that you have tools, but there's a reason you're on your sixth NHL team or whatever it is, and you're not 30. Like, it's a tantalizing set of skills that you watch die every night he plays, it seems.
You're in must-win territory. I know you're not going to want to tinker.
Give Coronado a bit.
But
like,
I just really don't. Tonight was the fourth in a row for Pelche, and he missed.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Played in the 8-2 loss. He was a minus two, yes. Missed the two prior to that. So he's played one out of the last seven games.
Yeah, I knew it was that big lopsided loss that there was a mistake late, but it was far from when the game was actually in the balance, swinging around, figuring out who was going to win. Like, LA was running away with that thing. Come on now.
So our toast of the game, cheers of the game, BK Beaufort Liquor taking good care of everybody. We take care of Jacob Markstrom and Walker Durr. Walker Durr. BK Beaufort Liquor, located on the Trans-Canada Cross from Winsport, beside McDonald's. Stop in, stock up, say hi to Mandeep, get your photo with Mandeep, but for sure, don't go to our social media accounts and send us those photos thinking we're going to put them on the show, because we won't do it. It's a terrible idea.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Guys, what were you saying on the show? I had like three guys come in here asking to take a picture with
Mandeep.
We
told them not to. Deeper.
Whatever you
we
do,
we said don't.
Yeah, don't do it.
Loud now, and clear.
Now, speaking of things that you don't do, you've been very outspoken about it. Am I led to believe that there were some people at the Dome tonight who are in the part of the Pinder Army who had to shut down the Wave in the third period?
The Wave got neutered tonight at the Dome.
Wow.
And look, I'm not anti-Wave. There's a time and a place. When you're in L.A. and your team's up 8-2 on the Flames, you do the fucking Wave the whole way home. I don't give a shit if you do that in your sedan and the fucking car ride back to the coast. Whatever. When it's out of hand, do the Wave. Have some fun. It's, you know, whoop it up a little. But when it's a one-goal game and it's like, well, if they lose, their season's probably over and it's misery. And if they win, you know, we can still hang on to these slim hopes of potentially a postseason. That's not the place to do the goddamn Wave. And so here it is. Kelly Pollock on Twitter. Section 213 successfully shut down the Wave. Sit down, Section 212. It's a one-goal game. And also, people are reporting boos drowned out the Wave, and people got the message. You can do the Wave, just not when it's 2-1 in the third in Game 75 when you're fighting for your lives.
For a lot.
Come on.
It's a lot of small print.
It's very simple. Is this a very important moment of the game? Yes or no?
Well, yes.
Then don't do the fucking Wave. Is this thing out of hand? Could you go take a piss and get a beer and nachos and not miss anything? Do the fucking Wave.
Now, here's my question.
Yes.
Because sometimes the fans are being, you know, being goaded into it. Were they playing like da 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 da?
No.
Because then you got to talk to the fans. Jordy
started,
up in the jukebox room. Up
he
there.
Wouldn't do that to us.
Da 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 da.
Jordy knows better than that when he sees 10,000 idiots, his hands are forced. And honestly, like, if you're yucking it up again, up three, pound the shit out of that every commercial break if you want.
Yuck it up, fuckers. Kevin LeBanc has scored 2-0 San Jose.
LeBanc. I just don't want to say anything. I mean, I feel like...
I know, but people know when we're not doing this live.
No, so. I don't even mean for the sake of the show. It's just like...
it's just an update.
That's okay. There's an update. 16:37 left in the... 16:37 left third. We're fucking back to this, eh?
I know
scoreboard
we are.
Scoreboard watching.
Could we please? Not that we hate it. Well, I sure hate having close hockey games and games that matter down the stretch, watching the out-of-town scoreboard.
Could we do the Wave instead? Or do you want
to... You're at the Dome kissing your sister and then telling people they can't do the friggin'...
Sorry, what do we have left to do here?
We got to do a little buy or sell it for old D. Newman.
Our boy Derek Newman would have been happy with the result tonight. Derek Newman of Newman Dean's Real Estate with CIR Realty.
Whether you're buying or selling, you let Derek, that vampire.
What?
You let him do the work
vampire?
For you. Email dnewman@cirrealty.ca or call 403-619-6661. Get that bloodsucker on your team.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets.
Were you saying something about me drinking blood on the show?
Boy, I'm getting a lot of feedback from this marketing.
I don't know what's... Yeah, well, hey, they're talking about it, so it's working. Derek Newman, great guy. Newman, Derek Newman of Newman Dean's Real Estate with CIR.
Buy it or sell it. This was Jacob Markstrom's best game of the year. So if you buy it, you agree. If you're selling it, you're saying, you know what? Might have been great, not his best.
Well, I'm going to sell it because what was the game against Minnesota.
0-0. They had the overtime goal that
scored
was
in overtime,
overturned offside. And then shootout was great. Toffoli, wait. Zing on Gustafsson. Game over. 0-0 through into the shootout. Awesome that night.
I'm going to say that's his best. So I'll sell it. But given the magnitude,
yep.
Any loss right now is going to be a kick right in your dick.
Well, and any win where the goalie is your best player is going to feel like a monster one. I mean, it's I'll buy, but probably just because of recency bias and my shitty memory and the amount of beers that I've inhaled since that Minnesota game.
But again, it gives you for next year for sure. And if you're buying in, if you're back in, then yeah, it's Vancouver coming up on. They got a 3-day break here Friday night. Vancouver, then play your former team and do it again. That he's rounded into form is tremendous news for everybody. So,
Vancouver twice still. You got the Flames schedule? You wrote down everyone else's schedule, huh?
Well, I can get it for you if you want.
No, that's fine. I'm just thinking. Two Vancouvers, Nashville, Winnipeg. Got another Anaheim in there, I want to say. Chicago.
You're just saying team names now.
Yeah, Hartford, Montreal.
Buy it or sell it, presented by Derek Newman of Newman Dean's Real Estate Group with CIR Realty. Email Derek, dnewman@cirrealty.ca. dnewman@cirrealty.ca. Even if you're not thinking of, you know what, talk to him, go have a coffee. You might start thinking about selling your house.
I bet you he'd check out the value of your house for free.
I bet you, yeah. Have him over, start rooting through your fridge.
You know what? Better idea. Go to Derek's house.
That's a great idea.
See? Yeah. Now, what is a real estate agent? Like, where are you living? What's going on? Yeah, let's see your fridge.
What's your thing all about? Let's take some pictures of your place.
See how good your coffee is. They're in my business.
Good guy. Derek Newman, Newman Dean's Real Estate Group. Before we go, we'll keep an eye on this. Again, this game is not likely. God, I don't want to wait
15-14 remaining.
What we can do, though, is head back to the Dome. Flames TV, CalgaryFlames.com, courtesy to them. Daryl Sutter, a little post game after the 2-1 win over the LA Kings.
You're getting a Jolly Rancher? Jolly Rancher.
Overcame some interesting calls. Still won.
Have you ever coached a game with 3 disallowed goals?
Probably, but not very. I thought 2 were goals.
Can you listen on the discussion on the second disallowed goal, what the ref said to you at the bench?
Which one?
The
was
second
that?
One took a little bit longer.
Well, they just exactly what they announced, inconclusive, but if I'm leaning on the net and looking down there, I think I can see if it was in the net or not.
Is it nice to have a low-scoring game versus this team given the Barbers?
It's 1-goal game. It doesn't really make much difference. Goaltenders both made some big saves and got some calls.
Well, that's the kind of game you preach, though, to hold that 2-1 lead for over 2 periods.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think I've preached that. I think maybe 10 years ago you did. I think now you're trying to score the next one and keep big guys off the sheets.
That's a pretty lethal team to hold off the...
Yeah, they get 2 big lines, that's for sure. You look at the Kopitar line and it's 3 top guys, and then they got 3 guys in the second line that they've traded or signed as unrestricted guys. They're pretty big horses for them.
In a game that's this close, when you have those kind of calls that go against you, how do you make sure that it doesn't have an impact on the mood of the bench?
Not much I can do about it. I'm not going out there.
Are you impressed by how your team, I guess, rolled with the
person? Yeah, you know what? Because we won, I am. So if they just guaranteed you, if they just scored to make it 2-2, you'd ask the next question, the other question, right? So.
Daryl, can you speak to the importance of that breakaway save to my work and you guys still ahead?
Well, there's 2 or 3 of them. I mean, it's a shorthanded breakaway they had. The one at the end of the first period, block shot, just, you know, it's under 30 seconds, just filter the puck through or behind, power play. Also, so there's probably 2 or 3. I mean, give Markey full marks.
Full marks for Markey.
There you go. Daryl, the one takeaway, the biggest takeaway I take from that is his change of philosophy. That you, it's not a 3-2, 2-1 lead.
10 years ago, maybe, Dean.
10 years ago. Now it's get the next goal.
Okay.
And you know what? He's probably right.
Oh, he is right. I just don't, but you know, whether he actually preaches that.
Yeah.
He still loves winning 2-1. Are you kidding me?
3-1's good, though. 4-1's great.
And it probably would be worth our while just to refresh everyone's memory on the three goals that were not goals. So the first one's a shorthanded chance. Rasmus Anderson walks in, and in the process of coming through the neutral zone, having to get out of his way is Noah Hanifin cutting across him. He lifts his leg that was on the blue line, pulls it in. It's a matter of inches. It is offside. Rasmus' shot beats Korpisalo from the high slot. It would have been 2-0. It comes back. Next thing you know, it's 1-1. So that's the first one. Second one is where there's the jamming in front. It looks like Lindholm tucks it under. If you asked people that watched all the angles, was that in? They'd say, oh, yeah, the puck's in for sure. Now, do you have inconclusive evidence it was in? No, you do not. And that's the challenge. If TJ Luxmore behind the net has called that a goal, it can't get overturned coming back because there's nothing that proved it didn't get into the net. But conversely, when he says no goal on the play, which is what Daryl took liberty with, when you're that close, you got to know what's under a pad. The whole pad's in the net. That's also something that's not going to get overturned. There wasn't an angle that clearly showed the puck. And even though we know it was in because of what it was under, it's never shown fully to be in the net, and there's not an angle that clearly shows it's in. Common sense lets you know is it in, so that's a challenging one for the Flames because it's clearly a puck that went into that. You just can't prove it. And Daryl's saying, you know, if the ref's right there, he should figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. You can't blame the replay room. They got to follow the rules. If there's no conclusive evidence, you can't overturn it. And then the third was called offside, plays dead as it shot in from the neutral zone. I believe Lindholm fires that one in. It was Lindholm dragging his foot. Lindholm drags his foot at the line. Someone else shoots it in.
Yeah.
It goes into the empty net. Would have been Weegar, maybe. And
Weegar, yeah.
Plays dead. Doesn't count. Upon further review, and it looked in real time like it was offside, Lindholm's dragging that toe, and it's still on the blue line as the puck is clearly in the zone. Goal should stand. Now, we were talking about that. Can you challenge a play that's dead?
Well, yeah. That's
because it wasn't like a goal that you're trying to call back. It's a play that was called offside and dead. Can you challenge an offside that's dead to say, hey, it wasn't offside, that puck was going in? And that's a different can of worms. So three in total and all like nuanced and different. But you could understand if the Flames felt like they scored more than two tonight.
Yeah. The first one was offside. He
is, yeah.
He lifts his foot. So, and the only foot that he has on the ice is the one that's well inside. It's inside the zone. Shitty.
Yeah.
You know, but he had to get out of the way of the play.
Trying to get
he
some lifted space to Rasmus.
As soon as he saw it, it's like, oh, man, he lifted.
That's coming back.
He lifted that foot. Didn't have a choice. That one's coming back. The second one, I don't know how else to describe it, but that way, there was nothing clear, but you knew it was in. It felt like from that one angle, you could see that the puck was being brought out of the net by Korpisalo. There was clearly white ice between the red line and the puck.
Is it super clear? It's not.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll say this. I was amazed at how long they took.
Yeah.
That tells you the magnitude of this game and how important these calls are right now. And the league office and the whatever they call it, the room in Toronto.
Yeah. Well, also that it was in. Like, if that's – the longer something like that goes, the more you're like, hang on now. There's something here. They knew that puck was in, but they just couldn't find an angle that proved it.
Yeah. And it was in, and then, yeah, the last one should have been a goal. But like you say, if the linesman says it's offside, so the whistle goes and it's dead. It's the same thing as when the puck goes in after the whistle is gone. The intent to blow the whistle bullshit that so it was very much similar to that. You're thankful if you're the Flames, and man, for Daryl, he was a little sour about it. If they lost that game.
Oh, you'd be real sour.
Then that would be... Yeah. It's rare. This is kind of a departure for all the bad luck and the way things have gone. This 2 months ago would have been
for sure
a disallowed goal. Puck goes in, they go to overtime and lose.
Yeah, well, and even the Minnesota game, they lose in overtime, and it's like, oh shoot, that's coming back. Hey, wow, possession, that's pretty tight. You know, the guy's spinning backwards with the puck, but it bounces off the stick a little. They call it offside instead of over in overtime. Guys come out of the locker room, put the gear back on, go win in a shootout. Like, we talked about the lack of puck luck this team's had, and there are nights now down the stretch here where you're starting to see, okay, well, you might have got outplayed, but you got some goaltending. You got a call there here. Tonight wasn't one with the officials, but give them credit. They stuck with it. I agree with you. 2 months ago, this team finds a way to lose that game.
So there it is, a 2-1 victory. They beat one of the hottest teams in the NHL, a 12-game point streak coming in. So that is snapped. And they now have 3 of 4 they have won now for the Flames. It's not a winning streak yet, but you get 3 days off. There'll be an off day for them. They have had a lot of travel. We've talked about that. Some weird. You're in the South. You come back home. You go back again. This will be a much needed break.
Yeah, it's a 1-hour flight to Vancouver Thursday, and you play Friday. That's it. That's all. Like, you're back at home against Anaheim and Chicago, two of the worst teams in the league. Now, careful. But would you rather face Boston or Carolina right now, or Anaheim and Chicago? You take who the schedule gives you, and glad that it's, you know, a team that on paper you're better. Now you've got to outwork them. And that's been the challenge with both those teams specifically this year. Anaheim, that Friday night when they came home after that Minnesota and Dallas 2 wins in 48 hours, they shit the bed on a Friday night. That one sucked, and they've dropped 2 of 3 to Chicago.
Yeah.
Two of two. They lost one in overtime and one in regulation. This is their last Chicago game. Yeah. Jackson Stauber. Stay locked before that, I think.
So run down the remaining games.
Okay. So Friday at Vancouver, then they come home, 2-game homestand, Ducks and Blackhawks. Two teams in the Bedard sweepstakes. Then you're on the road for a pair. Wednesday in Winnipeg, Saturday in Vancouver again, another road game in Vancouver. Then you close the season at home with a pair, Nashville, San Jose. And what's interesting is the Flames will finish on a Wednesday. There are games Thursday where almost the whole league plays, and a pair on Friday. And I think one of them is a rescheduled game because of whatever storm or something midseason. But there's 2 Friday and almost a full slate Thursday. The Flames are done Wednesday. They might finish their season and have to scoreboard watch for the final 2 days of the year, which would be absolutely nutty. The one thing I will say, there is not left on this schedule a team you know is going to make the playoffs. They're trying to chase down Winnipeg. Nashville's in a spot very close to them. Everyone else is not in a playoff spot. You're playing the teams you're chasing. And so those games, proverbial, 4 points, you'd rather face those teams than not, because for one night you can control the out-of-town scoreboard against each of them, right?
That last night you mentioned of the season. Friday, April 14th, one of the 2 games has Nashville home to Colorado. So
you ever wanted to cheer for Cale Makar in the ass?
Could we be sitting watching? It'd be, I guess, yeah. I guess.
And then I brought the whole league.
Nashville loses so much between now and then that game doesn't mean anything. But I don't know how to. If you guys watch or listen to this thing, we have. It's been toilet seat with us.
Because they've been toilet seat, to be fair.
I don't know. I just 2 points, 4 points with this because you have some head-to-heads and the other teams aren't playing particularly well and would seem to have a tough schedule compared to you. It's
4-2-3 in their last 9, 5-2-3 in their last 10. Like, it's, again, okay, that's 2 wins in a row now. You got Vancouver on Friday. You haven't won 3 in a row since early December. My gut tells me if this team wants to make the playoffs, they're going to have to do more than 3 in a row. And you certainly got to get a W Friday night in Vancouver. Their last 3-game winning streak was early December. Washington on the 3rd at home. Arizona on December 5th at home. Minnesota December 7th at home. 5-2, 3-2, 5-3. Vladar was in net for all 3. That's a long-ass time ago. Vancouver Friday night.
Hey, you know what? Games that mean something.
Yeah.
At the very least, this Canucks game comes around on Friday, and it's not one of those, we're not just going to shrug it off.
Yeah, this isn't the zombie march where it's like, okay, I guess we'll watch because we have to. Like, this is all of them are going to feel big as long as they keep playing well. Now, if you want to drop 2 in a row, that's probably just going to be it.
Yeah.
But Friday's a big game.
So that'll do it for us here at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. I would say, I would go to their website, Grey Eagle Resort and Casino, and see everything that's... I saw on their social media, Lainey Wilson is coming. It's a sold-out show. They are going to have...
Tell me more.
they're going to be they got a contest to get some people into this thing. She's dynamite.
All right.
She's dynamite.
You know, Warden Ivy, this is your space, not mine.
They've announced a bunch of concerts here in the last 2-3 weeks or so, and they had the big Muay Thai event here. The event center's jammed. They are doing a great job bringing in acts.
Megadeth tour coming through?
You name it. It's everything from there'll be some kids show to Megadeth.
Comedy.
Yes.
Everything.
And you can feel the felt. You can bung, 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 bung. You can play the piano. You know, you can play the piano if you'd like, yes.
Oh, it's a good place to be.
All that sort of thing.
Buzzing for games. They still got that free wing special.
Yeah, we found that out tonight. Found that out tonight. On a game night, $12 gets you a tray of wings and a pitcher of beer.
And, not or, and.
Yes, and. Look at Mandeep. Mandeep.
Is he chiming in?
Oh, he was at the game. He was live. Jared was saying he's live tweeting. It's.
You want the update in San Jose? There's
still
2-0 Sharks. 7:07 remaining in the third.
Such language. Could be kids watching. Mandeep. It's you too.
Jeez.
Well, that'll do it. Thanks to Mandeep and BK Beaufort Liquor. Again, please,
wait
no photos.
Hears the cheers of the game. He'll enjoy that.
No photos. Whatever you do, don't go strolling in there beside Wind Sport on the Trans-Canada next to the McDonald's and ask for Mandeep. But, hey, is Mandeep here? I'm supposed to get a photo and not send it to the guys that...
Who's the guy that works here that looks like an actor preparing for a role?
Yeah, very swarthy, tight... Like, right tight.
The beard's amazing. Yeah. Hair's perfect in place.
Sculpted and manicured.
Yeah. Just looks like he's been in the gym 3 times already today.
Greek god, chiseled out of stone.
Where's he?
Is he here? Can I see him, please?
Oh, it's him. Look at him.
There he is. There's no mistake.
That's deeper.
Bag of apples right there. And, of course, to Derek Newman of Newman Dean's Real Estate Group with CIR Realty, our good sponsors. And, of course, the great people here at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino for taking good care of us. They'll take good care of you. Flames win it by a score of 2-1. Our next show is next week because we've got the game on Friday. And, you know, we're kind of...
It's a school night, Dean. I mean, you're getting tucked in early.
Yeah, why not?
Our next barn burner will indeed be Sunday, Anaheim. 6 o'clock start here in Calgary. If I told you a Ducks game on a Sunday evening was going to be a hot ticket, you wouldn't believe me.
Let's go.
It may yet be that.
Let's go. Buddies, thanks for being a part of Afterburner. We'll be back for that Ducks game. Got Barnburner going tomorrow. Warner coming to town.
Doll?
Our first Barnburner very soon with all three donkeys in the room together.
I won't believe it until it happens, but I'm told the stars are aligning.
There you go. Boys, girls, good night. From the Greagle, that's Afterburner.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.